returning back to work?
It was tough. It was tough at the beginning, but you know, once you know, I got back, you know, doing like working out and stuff, you know, I kind of got better with it. But, you know, like I said, I'm happy to be back. You know, when I got back, you know, seeing all the guys working, and you know, we try to get back where we left off last year. And I think, you know, I'll be fine this year.
Speaking of your quarterback, what kind of changes have you seen in him, just even from the Super Bowl to now?
Just, you know, he always work hard. He just, you know, just knowing the defense, just get smarter at that. You know, I'm seeing he throwing the ball great. You know, everybody know he can run the ball, so that's. But just seeing him throwing the ball, just recognize the defense is better, and putting us in good situations.
He said himself that he feels like he's more vocal and more confident. Do you see that in him?
Yeah, he should be. You know, he did a lot when he got his opportunity. He took advantage of it. You know, had a great run, and you know, we're looking to see him do even more stuff this year.
What relationship have you had with Marcus Lattimore?
You know, he's a good kid. I'm behind him because, you know, I went through the same thing. You know, being one of the best backs, you know, at the school, and, you know, getting drafted late in the rounds, and, you know, don't know if you could get back to you, and you know, I'm pulling for him, and I think he'll be fine. He's a great kid, quiet, you know, do whatever, you know, Ferg and the coaches tell him to do, and I think he'll be fine.
Frank, can you hear people talk about the age of 30 for a running back?
I like it.
When a running back
like
gets
it.
30.
I like it. You know, I feel like every year something with me, you know, I got to overcome everything. Every year, you know, coming off a hip injury, would I be able to be the same? If I'm turning 29, would I be able to play, be Frank Gore, now 30? You know, I'm just going to keep working and training hard. And, you know, when they were afraid to let me go on the field, you know, I just go hard and prove everybody wrong again.
Is that, I mean, where you were drafted,
everything.
Does that fuel you?
I love it. I love it. Even like in the top 30, when the top 100, at the end, they said, oh, he turned 30, oh, he don't got no more, he might don't have no more left. You know, I like that type of stuff.
How quickly can you name the guys drafted in front of you?
Ronnie Brown, Cedric Benson, Cadillac, J.J. Arrington, and Eric Shelton.
Pretty fast.
That's what I told Mark and Lattimore. That's one thing I kept in my head. You know, when you get your opportunity, whenever, you know, if you ever get the opportunity to be the man, you always compete with the guys who went in front of you. And that was like one of my goals when, you know, I was the sixth back pick. And now, you know, he was the sixth back pick, you know, this draft pick. So I told him, you know, whenever I'm done, remember that.
What did you think about where you landed on the top 100?
It's cool. You know, I don't care. You know, I'm happy, you know, my peers recognize me and see what I do. And just to be on the list is good.
That chip on your shoulder makes you better, though?
Yeah. I love it.
You see any similarities between you and Marcus with your attitude?
Yeah. When I came here, I was quiet, you know, do what the coaches say. He's about the same, you know. I like him, man. You know, I'm pulling for him because I went through the same.
What advice have you
given? Two more guys?
Huh?
What advice have you given Marcus?
No, just keep working, man. Just keep working, and you know, whenever you get back on the green, you got to work like it's game pace. You know, that's the only way you'll get back to you.
What are your impressions of Dan Quinn Bolden?
Oh, a beast! I'm happy to have him football player. When I look in the league, around the league at his position, I think of myself. You know, don't get recognition that much as the other guys, but do it every year, in and out, every year.